Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Your Scofield Reference Bible, page 703. Reading the first five verses. We'll read the verses responsively. The third verse is the text verse for this morning's message. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. Let's stand, please, as is our custom here at First Baptist, to stand during the reading of the Scripture. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. And let's read together on the fifth verse. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. And let's pray. Father, it's with purpose that most of us have come today, the purpose of gaining spiritual strength. It's a difficult kind of an existence for many people, and they need, of course, help from thee today. All of us need that which the preacher will be preaching. You've given him a message that will be helpful to every person in this room. If not immediately, then somewhere along the line we'll need what the preacher says, and we pray that you'd bless now he who speaks and we who listen. May we have the power of thy Spirit to be upon us today, in Jesus' name, amen.
You will not hear a more practical sermon in your life than you're going to hear this morning, and you will not hear a sermon that will surprise you probably any more than the one I'm going to bring this morning. Before I preach it, I want to by all means say that I have nobody in mind in any of these things I'm going to say, nobody in this room, and I'm certainly have nothing but desire to help. I'm going to help you this morning if you'll listen to me. I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to speak on the subject this morning. You fall in the direction of your strength. You fall in the direction of your strength. Or I could call it how not to fall. Or I could call it what causes most Christians to fall. Of course, you're not ever going to fall. And neither did the people who fell think they were ever going to fall either. If the Apostle Peter could deny the Lord, you could too. David could fall, so could you. If Noah could fall, so could you. If Samson could fall, so could you. This morning I want to talk to you very seriously and earnestly. I want you to hear me carefully. Our Heavenly Father, I sure do want to help this morning. The people in this room are the people I love more than anybody else in the world. And for 38 years I've tried to keep this church well and strong so it could make Christians that are well and strong. And I've tried to keep our people spiritual and close to you. Now this morning is such a vital truth. Help me as I speak, and by all means, may the people listen. Amen. Sit up straight, look right this way. Listen very, very carefully as I talk to you. None of us wants to fall. Listen to me now. None of us wants to fall. If that's the case, it might be wise for us to study the cause of falling in order for us to avoid falling. We think of falling, we think of one falling toward his weakness. Person's weakness is alcohol, and he falls toward that direction. Or his weakness is sexual immorality, and he falls toward that direction. These are the most noticeable. But they're not the majority. The majority of people who fall, and I'm talking about falling from the will of God, I'm not talking about ending up in a rest home or a rescue mission. I'm not talking about ending up in a boarding house. I'm not talking about ending up on the streets. I'm talking about people that fall from the will of God, from serving God. And by the way, if this morning that you're not what you used to be, then you've fallen some. But I want to talk to you now about it. Most people, though the falling toward the weakness is the more noticeable and the more spectacular of falling, the truth is most folks don't fall toward their weakness. They fall toward their strength. Now, don't leave me. Take a tightrope walker. He's walking down, and he has that bar. Now, if that bar gets heavy on one end, he falls that way. He falls on the heavy end. He doesn't fall on the weak side. He falls on the heavy side. Now, the truth is, most people fall because of their strength. Listen carefully. I do not want to excel at anything. I do not want to excel at anything. Listen carefully. Statement number two. I do not want this church known for any one thing. Next statement. I am not, Dr. Jack Hiles, I am not the best at anything. I'm not the best preacher in the world. I'm not the best teacher in the world. I'm the best looking preacher in the world, but I'm not the best pastor in the world. I don't have the deepest mind of any preacher in the world. I'm not the best at anything. Let me make this statement. Balanced people do not fall. Unbalanced people fall. A man who's walking a tightrope is when he gets unbalanced. As long as he keeps that rod balanced, he doesn't fall. It's the unbalanced person who falls. Show me a person who's fallen, and I will show you most of the time that he fell in the direction of his strength. Let me say this. Don't get too heavy in your strength. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to just be a soul winner the rest of my life. I would like that. I would like to have no business to care for. I'd like to have no institution to perpetuate. I'd like to just spend my life. And I've often thought when I get old, of course I'm not yet, but if I ever do get old, I've often thought if I get old and can't pastor, I'd like for somebody to hire me just to be a soul winner. I believe I could bring a dozen folks, I'm talking middle-class families, down the aisle every Sunday if I could just be a soul winner all the time. But there are many people who have fallen toward soul winning. And soul winning has made them fall. This may surprise you, but I would love to spend the rest of my life just being a Bible teacher. You read my book on the Holy Spirit, and you'll find that I do study the Bible occasionally. Read my book on prayer. Read my book on justice, and you'll find that I do know something about the Bible. I'd like to just do nothing but teach the Bible the rest of my life. But I'm not going to do it. Because if I did, I would fall toward Bible teaching. And if all I were a soul winner, I would fall toward soul winning. Let me illustrate several illustrations, and follow me as I give them to you. I know a preacher in a distant state who heard that Dr. John Rice and I were going to be in a Bible conference 700 miles away. He drove 700 miles just to be in that. It wasn't a convention. It was a one-church Bible conference. He drove 700 miles years ago just to hear Dr. John Rice and me. His whole life was changed. He went back home and pulled his church out of his denomination, which everybody ought to do, and pulled his church out of his denomination and started one of the best soul-winning churches you ever saw in your life. And he began to grow. He was running probably 150, 200. He began to grow to 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 1,000 and 1,100 and so forth. And he was going great. And then he got off fighting the Masons. Now, I'm not a Mason. I could not belong to a lodge, and I would not recommend anybody ever to belong to a lodge. But this fella, he became obsessed preaching about the Masons. It was his strength. Now, it was only one of his strengths, but it became his strong point. Now, what he did was, he neglected many of the other points because of this strong point. Then he got off on the Illuminati. whatever that is. He got off on the Illuminati and spent about a year on that. And then he got to where...